Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me this morning to talk about some opportunities for veterans in Sitka to receive behavioral health services is George Bennett, Sr. Morning, George.
Good morning.
George is the Rural Veteran Liaison for the Alaska VA Healthcare. And George, you work out of Search Behavioral
Health. Yes, I do. Yeah, it's in a community health building.
Right. And you've got a pilot project set up over there to help connect your services to veterans who might need them.
Yes, we do. We've been going on the third year now, actually, with this pilot program. And it's actually operated out of my office and my it's done with the technology equipment and basis of using computerized, the screen and the video. It's like a video conference in a way, but it's all set up with a VA program system. And the reason why it's set up like that is because we have the VA system is all set up on more of a confidentiality type of programming. And that's what I operate out of my office.
So veterans would go over to your office in the community health building, and they'd find kind of a quiet, safe space to discuss their issues. But the person that they're discussing them with is on a screen and not
there
in person. Yes, it
is. Yeah, there's a there's a psychologist at XWIC works for the VA out of Anchorage. And all I do is get them introduced to the program, what kind of equipment we're using. I try to make sure that the lighting is all set up. They feel comfortable. There's a trust relationship that has to be developed here first. And they have to have that in me as well, and not only with the psychologist that they're talking to. And what makes the trust relationship more easier to happen is because they realize I'm also a Vietnam vet, and they're not just trying to be, relating to somebody that has not had any military experience of any sort. So I know basically the language they speak. And so it makes it a lot easier as well to try to set the tone for them.
How many veterans are we talking about in Sitka?
Well, right now, since we started the program, I think we have been seeing just a little bit over 20. And right now, some have moved away, and some have basically are able to cope and manage with their symptoms that have created PTSD and are able to move on. And there are some that are still there. Some are coming in weekly, some are coming in every other week, and there are some that are coming in once a month, And so it's been working pretty good. We've managed to be able to get anywhere between 2 to 3 per week.
And there are potentially hundreds of veterans who are eligible for these services who aren't seeking them out in Sitka
right now. This community has definitely had their share of population of veterans in it as well. And that's the population I really want to reach. I don't think a lot of this information has been publicly put out there, not so far as a newspaper, posted on the walls and all that. And it's not easy to put stuff like that up there until you really are crafty with how you're going to word the term PTSD, because everybody just seems to have some sense of it being the most dangerous thing around that a veteran can have, which is really not,
Yeah, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, is, I'm just sort of shooting from the hip here. It's something that anybody who's exposed to high stress or trauma can experience symptoms of. But for veterans, it's particularly pronounced, especially people who have been in
You have veterans out there that the symptoms that they can come out of that trauma that they experienced during the time, that they could have been in one of the theaters. We're talking about Vietnam, we're talking about Afghanistan and Iraq, and probably other ones that not as come to as large exposure, just like Vietnam was. And there are veterans out there that are carrying this on, and I carried it for about 30 years before I realized I actually had it. And until I realized there was things that were going on with me, and I decided I needed to go check it out and see what's happening. And finally got assessed with PTSD. And actually never knew the actual term there was available. That was their call that, you know. And so after learning how to cope with it, you know, over the years, and I think that's all it is. It's just learning how to cope with it. It'll never go away. It's just that you have better skills, you know, with going through therapy and all that, you know, to understand what it actually really is and why it happens.
PTSD affects more than just the soldier, doesn't
it? Exactly. It affects women, you know, even when they're not in the military. And it affects a lot of people that has been exposed to maybe near-death accidents, so to speak, when they see somebody die. Oh, there's just car crashes, you know, that kind of thing. Even the people that probably lived near the slide area that occurred a couple of years ago were probably traumatized by that very thing.
George, just in our last couple of minutes here, I wanted to ask you, I wanted to follow up on something you mentioned earlier about how you speak the language of veterans. You were in Vietnam yourself, right? A lot of folks right now are watching the Ken Burns documentary on Vietnam, and I just wonder how I wanted to get your reaction to that and how you feel it's affecting veterans, and whether you feel like it's sort of allowing Vietnam veterans to come out more and address some of the issues that they might be carrying 45 years on.
Well, you know, I can't really speak for the larger population of Vietnam veterans, but I certainly was in some of those areas that was actually shown on PBS when this series was shown. And I think one of the things was what came to really to me was how they expose the United States government and their role in the Vietnam, all the way from the Vietnamese side to the United States side, how it all developed out. We were just caught in between all of that. And I think there was guys that began to realize that years later was pretty angry about it, and certainly I was. But there was still a lack of understanding as to why all that came to about. And I think Ken Burns exposed that quite a bit. And now we have some answers. And I know there was some part of the series that I was watching that I was on the edge of my seat because I was watching things that the reality of it came back to me, you know. But it wasn't as bad, you know, because I think I had a little better coping skills in terms of being able to manage the trauma aspect of it. You know, I think that's one of the things I'm here this morning, and hopefully that we could get the message to a lot of those guys and not only Vietnam veterans. Again, reaching out to those Afghanistan and Iraq returnees, you know. So that's the target audience at this moment as well.
Yeah, I just wonder if the documentary has destigmatized the whole aspect of PTSD that we're talking about. I mean, it was a bizarre, confused time, and for, you know, the average draftee, it was just, you know, kind of a waking nightmare in a lot of ways. And
well, you know, back when all this time was going on, it was all coming on in the news and people were getting angry. But right now it came out more in a PBS. It came out in a series. It was just one thing right after another. But I think it was the timing was right for the public to actually see what actually really happened and how all those kinds of things transpired. And yes, there was a stigmatism. I think it's still there today. People have a misconception about the symptoms related to PTSD, you know, and it's manageable, you know. You don't have guys going out there shooting people. You have guys hiding away from people. It's called avoidance. Mm-hmm. You know, we have guys that are out there that have been in some pretty good-sized battles, you know. And so many of them, I've met a few of them already, and some of them don't really want to, you know, don't want to be seen in public because there's a certain thing about enclosed areas mm-hmm. That can happen.
Interesting. George, you're living proof that PTSD is manageable, and you're actively involved in reaching out to veterans in Sitka and eventually veterans in the KCAW listening community outside of Sitka. One day,
well,
this program will
be
available.
We're hoping to reach out to smaller communities, and I have a pretty good sense of what's out there and who they are. A lot of them guys I grew up with, and I know what veterans are and which community, you know. So as a result of that, our department is relying on me to, you know, eventually when we get this pilot program up and running really well, where they're satisfied with it, and then beginning to start developing in Angoon, Cake and Angoon, those areas, you know, and hopefully we'll get somebody trained and being able to operate the system. And it's kind of hard to find a special person to find these kinds, you know, to be able to do that, you know, but we'll find them.
All right. George Bennett Sr. is the Rural Veteran Liaison for the Alaska VA Healthcare in partnership with Search Behavioral Health. George, they can folks can reach you. Your direct line over at Search is 966-8766. And I suppose if people just had more questions about accessing behavioral health services for veterans, they could give you a call. They might not want to set up an appointment, but they just might want to find out more.
Yeah, it's always good. It's always good to give me a call. You know, a lot of times I don't even ask them to come to my office. I go wherever they want to, where they feel comfortable themselves. A lot of times I actually go have a cup of coffee with them and go to an area that's more comfortable, you know, because I never demand anybody to come to my office. My office only, it's just a place for where my phone is at and the computerized system that I have there. Other than that, I just go right to where the veterans are at and the family as well. All and right. Just to mention, it's not just the individual. That veteran is married, and the wife can certainly well with the agreement that they will both work together on this problem, and they can actually access that program together.
All right. George Bennett Sr., thanks for checking in with us today.
Thank you very much.